شمع بني بني مزاربي.
Welcome to the Musa Stories Podcast, delivering short, compelling stories designed for children to discuss with their parents and for parents to discuss with their children. Hello, children, and welcome to Rebbe's Musa Stories. This is a Musa story for Parshas Balak. Bilam hated us. Bilam wanted to curse us. Bilam was a great man. He had a lot of potential to be a great tzaddik and to be close to Hashem in Olam Haba. Hashem tried to keep Bilam good, but it didn't work. Here's what happened. The Bnei Yisrael were camping next to the country called Moav. The king of Moav hated us also, but he didn't want to fight. He was afraid of the Bnei Yisrael. So he called Bilam. Bilam has the speech power to curse entire countries, and Bilam's curses work. Come, Bilam, come curse for me the Bnei Yisrael. Bilam asked Hashem if he could go. Eventually, Hashem said, okay, only so Bilam could get a lot of money from doing this job. But, Hashem said, it's on condition that you listen to what I say. Bilam was so excited. Ooh, I'm going to curse the Bnei Yisrael with my best curse. What? Said Hashem. Bilam wants to curse? He's not just going for the money? I'll send an angel to stop him. But Bilam didn't see the angel. Bilam's donkey saw the angel. Bilam was riding happily along when suddenly his donkey goes off the road.
Hey, where are you going?
The donkey saw an angel with a drawn sword ready to kill Bilam. The donkey didn't want Bilam to be killed, so she carried Bilam into the field. Bilam started to hit her, so she would go back onto the road. Whack! And that's what happened.
Ba-da-bum, bum, bum. Ba-da-bum, bum, ba-bum, ba-dum. Ba-da-bum, bum.
Soon after, Bilam's donkey again saw the angel. This time, the angel was blocking a road with stone walls on both sides. She wanted to save Bilam from being stabbed with the angel's sword. She tried to turn away, but couldn't. Instead, she rubbed up against the wall and pressed Bilam's leg against it. Ow! You hurt my leg, you dumb animal! I'm going to whack you again! Whack! Now, the third time that the Malach blocked the road was a narrow road with no room to turn to the side. The donkey saw the angel and just stopped walking. She sat down on the road. It's like when your car breaks down in the middle of the highway. Oh, shoot, said Bilam. Oh, darn. What's with this dumb donkey? Bilam does not realize that the dumb donkey is actually saving Bilam's life. Whack! Okay, kids, I'm going to skip your favorite part about the talking donkey. And Hashem then uncovered Bilam's eyes. Bilam suddenly saw what his donkey saw. A malach with a drawn sword? Oi, oi, oi! Bilam got down and prostrated onto the ground. The malach talked to Bilam. The malach said,
why did you whack your donkey? I came to stop you from your sin of cursing the Bnei Yisrael. Your donkey saw me and didn't come near me, but that saved your life. Without her, I would have killed you and spared her life.
Now, children, listen to what Bilam says back. Oi, chotosi kilo yodati. It means, I sinned because I didn't know that you were blocking the road. Kids, is that a sin? Not to see? Not to know that there's an invisible malach blocking the road? Why is that a sin? Is it a sin? And the answer is yes, it is. Bilam should have realized it, that something that he doesn't see is stopping him. And that something is Hashem. Hashem's malach is Hashem. And here is the Musar for us. Whenever you are on the road, let's say you're in a car, and there is a traffic jam blocking your way, blocking you from being on time. Or your car gets a flat tire or breaks down. Or even a plain old red stoplight. Don't say, oh darn, or oh shoot. Don't get angry or frustrated. There's a malach of Hashem stopping you. You don't see it. But there's some reason why you need to wait at the red light. It's not the stoplight's decision. The stoplight and the traffic jam is Hashem's malach. Something very bad would come out if you wouldn't have to wait in traffic. It's somehow saving you from something terrible. Now, Hashem doesn't tell us why these annoying things happen. But you can be sure it's a great favor for you. Hashem, on purpose, doesn't explain it. He doesn't tell us his plans. He just wants us to trust him. He is good, and every single thing he does is for our good. If there's something blocking our way, it's a malach. And it's an avera not to know that. Like Bilam said, Chatasi ki lo yodati. I did a sin. I should have known that you were blocking my way for my good. It had nothing to do with the donkey. It wasn't her fault. So, kids, the next time you are in a car riding down the road, look for Hashem's malachim. If you need to stop at a red light, say, hey, that red light is Hashem's malach. And you will be the opposite of Bilam. You will have a mitzvah. For more stories, visit our website, MusarStories.com. Yeah, the toy story,